This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program in North Dakota, on the Northern Plains, and we appreciate you so very much for tuning in. I want to just spend a couple of minutes on that topic, and we'll do that in a second. We have obviously some significant weather situation going on the eastern end of North Dakota. Central, not too bad. Parts of western, just fine. Wilson, Watford City, a little dicey. But Dickinson, Medora, Beast, just fine. Bismarck, Minot, Mohall, Botno, kind of the middle of the state, down to Steele, 48, Linton. All in that sort of snow-covered road situation. And then the treacherous stuff with the no-travel advised is a good chunk of eastern North Dakota from about north of Grafton all the way down into South Dakota as well. And I'll give you Minnesota in a moment here. I-94 is closed from West Fargo to Jamestown westbound. And eastbound, it is closed from Valley City to Fargo. So that's the situation there. It's actually just closed. And it really should be. The visibility is significantly impacted. I actually think this is, we've had a few busts in the way of blizzard warnings this year, and this one is not. This is the real deal. So be careful out there, and wherever you're going, wind's still blowing, and it goes till, what, 9 tonight, right?
9 tonight.
Yeah, so it's going to be a while. So if you're headed east, be careful. If you are out and about wherever you are, please let us know where you're at and what you're doing. Quick note of thanks to our fine listeners. As many know, despite challenging weather yesterday and the day before, we had a number of open houses for listeners and clients and longtime friends, and it's really incredible. And one fellow came in on Tuesday, the open house day. His name was Austin. He's a snowplow driver, and he said, "I never am in the cab of the truck without." Your radio station. So, I mean, really, really neat to hear from folks like that. And I said, well, I can't look at a real-life snowplow driver and not ask you, like, if you have any advice for us motorists. What do you think he said, Todd? An advice for fellow motorists out there.
What did he say?
Snowplow drivers. He said, don't crowd the plow.
Don't crowd the plow.
Don't crowd the plow. Exactly right. So he wanted to, I said, I'll make sure I mention that. And remind us all. I said, do a lot of people do? He said, yeah, because they're in a hurry. And I said, I always worry about passing the plow. And he said, we'll pull aside if you're gonna pass, but don't do it unless the conditions call for it. I mean, don't go into a cloud if the wind's really whipping around or whatever. So anyway, got that note. And here's one you're gonna love about a neat little story. And I won't mention any names, but I will tell you that this person was here yesterday, just beaming from ear to ear about having been a fan of this program. And, loves Rush Limbaugh and loves hearing great conservative talk. And happens to be from the eastern end of the state, so there was a time that, of course, Rush Limbaugh wasn't on the air. I'm not talking about after before he was on the air. He started in 1988, but I'm talking about, like, this was, 2000 or something, shortly after that. And so when we, in 2008, decided to put the flag on the radio, get it on the air, launch it and everything else, that meant Rush Limbaugh was coming back. And she was so excited that she came down and she brought a $100 bill to the front desk of the radio station and said, just do something for, some of your crew or whatever. I just so appreciate you. I want to make sure you know that. So literally,
wow.
$100 from a listener. You think, wow, isn't that amazing? And, there's a lot of stories out there like that that are just phenomenal. And I believe it's because people are so disappointed would be the kind word with the vast majority of the media, that when there is a media out there that connects with their values and they believe gives them the story that the fake news media doesn't, that's how passionate they are. And this was 10 years ago. This is before the term fake news was as central as it was, right? So she brings $100 bill. Now, my wife happened to be at the front desk. Maria was at the front desk at the time and said, thank you. And you know what we're going to do? We're going to buy pizza for all our engineers because they've been working so hard and doing all this stuff. And, you know, did a big pizza party for them and fed them. And then Maria sent her a note. Okay. Sends her a little thank you note. And long story short, she reconnected with this person 10 years later. And that person said, Are you Maria Hannon? Yeah. Did you send me a note 10 years ago? I mean, she literally reconnects with Maria 10 years later after this note comes down and says, you know, we still listen. We love it. We appreciate it. And so Maria invited her to come on by and see the station yesterday. We had a chance to meet and say hello. Those are the kind of listeners that are out there that we know are out there all across the Northern Plains. We so appreciate you. We really do. There's just a great deal of passion for what we do. And that brings me to just a quick note on radio ratings. Todd and iHeartMedia subscribe to something called the Nielsen radio ratings, and it is a process in which they try to attempt to find people that will listen to the radio, write down what they listen to, and then send it in, and then from that they compute it and put it in. We don't subscribe to it here, so we're not listed in any of the radio ratings. It's mainly because it's it's not free, number one, and number two, there's no real value in it. We don't go out and tell people, we're number one in this, we're number one in that. We just don't. We're one station. It's harder to do. If you have multiple stations, it's easier to do like iHeartMedia does. They'll go in and say, hey, this one has this, this. But here's the deal. As many flavors of ice cream there are audiences for different programming, right? So there's no real easy way to say, you know, what. So the kind of people that are loyal that will bring a $100 bill into a rating, you can't put that in a ratings report. You can't put that level of loyalty and trust in a radio station to the point where people who listen to programs like this, K-Fire, AM 1100, 1090, 1460, if they hear an advertiser here, they will go out of their way to support that advertiser because they're so appreciative of the programming and how rare it is. And you can't put that in any ratings report. You can't mark that down. Also, a lot of the times when you hear stories about ratings reports, it's from people that like give you a number of the audience 12 years and above. Ask any business owner what percentage of their revenue comes from a 12-year-old, a 13-year-old, a 14-year-old, a 15-year-old. I mean, it's just ridiculous. It doesn't matter.
The 25 to 54 demographic, like it's one age group, because yeah, like what 25-year-old and what 54-year-old have the same face? Come on.
Exactly right.
Crazy.
Exactly right.
One of the many flaws in their system.
And here's the deal.
Exactly.
We know because, you know, advertising agencies compile this. They go look at all the stations. We don't get on the air to brag and say we're number one. We get on the air to thank you. To say we're number one. We're thanking
you.
Exactly. I mean, and look at this. So the radio ratings in Bismarck, which isn't just Bismarck, it's the whole total survey area, which is what, Todd, 8, 10 counties? It's a pretty wide area, right?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, about 10, 11, 12.
Okay, so all these counties around Bismarck make up the total survey area, okay? And they do something called the CUME, where they try to estimate how many, you know, weekly listeners there are in any particular day part, okay? So during this show, between 9 and 11, K-Fire, KFYR, number one, with 15,600 listeners identified in this survey, okay? That doesn't mean that there isn't 50,000, but it means in this particular survey. There's another fellow on the air at the exact same time with the last name that was similar to a recently defeated senator, who likes to say he's number one. You know, so we had 15,600. You know what he had? 700. We're number one. He's number 12. See, these are the games they play. And no, I don't care, because even coming on the air and taking valuable airtime to explain it to you is in my mind, sort of braggadocious and unimportant, and it doesn't matter. We know. We've heard this stuff forever. It's sort of like, you know, CBS, NBC, ABC try to downplay Fox News, right? We're the Fox News of radio. That's what we are. That's what we do. So you know, a thank you. Number one, thank you. A number one with a bullet. With our fine listeners by, I don't know what percentage-wise that is, but that's a drubbing. You know, when you got 15,007 here, number one, 700 here, not good. But the reason I bring it up is because, you know, there are people who write newspaper columns and people who go on blogs and act like they know what they're talking about or go on social media and say, oh, it's terrible, it's awful, da-da-da-da-da. It's not. Now, I will say this, and just in fairness, the radio station in Fargo that individual is on has been on the air for, I don't know, 50, 60, 70 years, whatever, and this one has been on the air 10, right? Just a little over 10 years. So, you know, but what we do is we take all four radio stations, we put them together, and we say, hey, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. We're number one, and we appreciate that. We really do. It's fun. We're having a good time. I hope we're making a difference, but just wanted you to have the facts. So if you hear that stuff, see that stuff, read that stuff, you know, two words best describe it, fake news, just move on. Who cares? It doesn't matter. So I tell you just for those who sometimes ask, hey, how is he able to say that? Why do they say that? Now you know, okay? We'll get to it next on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Hey friends, it's Matt the Pizza Guy for Pizza Corner Pizza. February is one of my favorite months. Yes, I get to spoil my wife on Valentine's Day, and yes, there are only 28 days in the month. But best of all, Saturday, February 9th is National Pizza Day. So go ahead, celebrate with your favorite Pizza Corner Pizza, loaded with the finest quality toppings, then bombarded with delicious cheese. Pizza Corner Pizzas are the finest anywhere. And visit Pizza Corner Pizza Facebook page this week for your chance at winning a free pizza for National Pizza Day. Fresh new look, same great taste. That's Pizza Corner Pizza.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
On your mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Thank you, folks. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Total 100% hashtag gratitude. We really do appreciate you very, very much, and thank you for that. Senator John Hoeven at the bottom of the hour, they had a meeting yesterday of this conference committee that's trying to come up with a compromise on the border security deal before the 15th of February. We'll ask him how they're coming. Also, we're going to talk with the executive director of the North Dakota Soybean Council. Stephanie Sinner will be here. They have the big soybean expo coming up February 12th. We're going to chat with Adam Kennedy. He is a deputy assistant to President Donald Trump and also part of their communications team there. Talk a little bit about, he's a former director of research. So I want to just talk with him a little bit about, you know, how they pick the themes in the State of the Union and where this will go. So I look forward to that. Dr. Billy Madler will also be here. She's the chair of graduate nursing at the University of Mary. And there is a huge and real nursing shortage in North Dakota. University of Mary is a leader in trying to do something about that, serve the needs of not only this state, but regionally, nationally. And there's actually a couple of options for nurses to earn their doctorate of nursing practice degree right now. We're going to talk a little bit about the situation coming up on What's on Your Mind. So stay tuned for all of that. 800-228-0550. Again, the roads. Pretty much bottom line, eastern North Dakota, no travel advised. Middle of the state, just snowy roads. We have I-94 closed between Fargo and Jamestown. If you're westbound, if you're eastbound, it's closed between Valley City and Fargo. Just want to let you know that. If you find any weather out there, you want to, weather conditions, road conditions you want to pass along, please do so. Okay, let us know what you find out there. CJ from DAC Diesel wanted me to tell you if, you're trying to improve your bottom line when you're running a diesel rig, he has something for you. It is a silver bullet of sorts that is really working for a lot of people. It does not gel up. So stop and see him. DAC Diesel is in Bismarck. They're right now repairing trucks, tractors, semis, long-lasting repairs, great maintenance services. That's what they do in Bismarck for vehicles all across the state. And CJ's been a delight to get to know and hear his passion for this industry and the team and how it's grown, and it's really great. So call him at 701-258-5011, 701-258-5011, or DACDiesel.com. Whenever he doesn't call us in his designated slot, he says, Scott, you just know that I'm under the hood. I'm getting her done. So you go ahead and you do what you need to do. So love it, love it, love it, love it, love it, love it. Todd, I sent you a photo this morning.
I saw that. I'll see inside today.
Do you know what that is? So I sent Todd a photo of...
You're looking out your window there, right?
The studio's out the window, and it is ugly. But did you see what was below the windows there? I mean, like, kind of on the shelf?
I guess I didn't. I was looking too much out of the snow and stuff.
Okay, you look again. Look below the snow. Look right on the shelf. Okay. It is the swamp. We have in the studio here...
It's the swamp.
We have the swamp right here in the studio, so we know what we're fighting.
I hadn't looked at that, but yeah, okay.
We recreated the swamp.
The swamp now. Yep. Where do you drain it, though? It's going to run down your wall.
We contain it in that box, so we can kind of keep an eye on it.
Yep. So now it's not drain the swamp, it's contain the swamp. Okay.
Right. Yep. Right. Yep. Exactly right.
That box of green stuff you're talking about, are they like?
I was about to ask, why is there like moss or whatever it is on your windowsill there? But now we know.
Mossy green, swampy kind of looking.
So that's what we're.
Is that what that looks like in DC? Is kind of mossy green, sort of moldy kind of.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Right. So that's what we're here to do. That's what we are here to do, ladies and gentlemen. So, hard at it.
We have to get people to put signs around that. Please do not poke holes in here and drain the swamp.
Have you, I don't often weigh into social media comments on the air. In other words, we use something even from my own Facebook or other Facebooks. We don't honestly get a chance to because, the calls are coming in and the texts are coming in, and so we don't get a chance to do that. And by the way, call us 24/7. We love hearing from you, 800-228-0550. 701-258-0550. You can also text Todd or me. I'm at 701-367-2054. He's at 701-226-8503. But the comments we get on Facebook are fabulous. They are fantastic. But occasionally, if you're a Facebook person, somebody tags you on something. So they'll make a point either tag you for you to see something or tag you to say, take that, right? And so I got sucked into a conversation about I forget what. And the person was someone who had been part of the Heidi Heitkamp campaign and someone that had been a part of the effort to gather names from social media of sexual assault victims who were publicly exposed by Senator Heidi Heitkamp. I don't know about you, but I've not heard any resolution to that. I've not heard about meetings. I know that Senator Heitkamp was asked, have you talked to these people late in the campaign? And she said, we can't get a hold of them, or we're having trouble reaching them. So I don't know if she was looking at the phone book or if she was, anyway, kind of a lame excuse. So this particular person, that was being all snarky, I said, maybe you should spend your time sort of trying to get the resolution on those sexual assault victims. Which, whatever your political viewpoint, and even, Senator Heitkamp actually decided after 3 years of stonewalling us to come on the radio and apologize for it. That's how bad it was. She had to come talk to us and the great unwashed that were the people who voted not for her but for somebody else because she chose to ignore them for 6 years in the Senate and 3 years on this program. How can you not feel horrible for these people? So I told this person, maybe worry about that. So someone by the name of Caitlin McDonald, do you know a Caitlin McDonald, Todd? I don't know. Sometimes when you find out who these people are, you kind of understand why they're commenting.
Know who she is, don't know her real well, but know who she is.
Okay, all right. And the kind of person that likes Elizabeth Warren. That's just all we'll say. Anyway, so the Elizabeth Warren fan, Caitlin McDonald, says, Scott Hannon, what Heidi's campaign did was wrong and terrible, and amends are in order. Well, that's big of you. And there have been multiple apologies, but more should be done. But how dare you pretend to give two swear word about sexual assault victims when you support Trump and his decades-long, on the record, repulsive and predatory language and actions?
Two words, Bill Clinton.
Well, right. I mean, first of all, it's a favorite tactic of the hard left. They love that. See, they got to agree with you on that one.
They stick their heads in the sand when it comes to Clinton and what he did right in the White House.
We have a more recent example. Brett Kavanaugh. Remember his accusers? I believe her. I believe her. We had hashtags out. I believe her. Okay. Accuser of the lieutenant governor of Virginia. Oh, this is consensual. It was long ago. I mean, it's disgusting. It's absolutely disgusting. It's disgusting to sit here and try and throw that stuff. And then she keeps going. And, of course, the Catholic Church and their ongoing massive systematic sexual abuse ring and cover-up. Okay, so now I'm not able to say Heidi Heitkamp was wrong for putting out information about sexual abuse victims because I am a member of a church that very clearly has and had a problem that they are dealing with. That doesn't render... It's just dumb. It's just dumb. Like, come on, you can do better. You can do better. Oh, my gosh, they're unbelievable. I love it. More coming up on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
North Dakota is rich with natural resources. Fertile soil, oil, coal, natural gas, and wind energy. North Dakota has a lot of it, with wind farms in 27 counties. Renewable energy is an increasingly important part of an all-of-the-above energy strategy. The Public Service Commission should support wind development to move North Dakota to become energy dominant. Wind energy. Good for you, our communities, our economy. Message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Take your wireline career to the next level at MBI Energy Services. MBI has immediate openings for experienced wireline engineers and operators in their Dickinson location. Committed to safety and job satisfaction, MBI has received national recognition for safety excellence and recently named the 2018 Best Place to Work in the Oil Patch. MBI makes your safety their top priority and offers generous pay, a best-in-class benefits package, and excellent training. If you're looking to grow your career with an established local company, visit MBIEnergyServices.com and apply today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's called presidential harassment.
That's what President Trump is accusing House Democrats of engaging in at word of a new investigation into him and his administration. He also called the California Democrat who chairs the House Intel panel, Adam Schiff, a political hack. Schiff's response?
Could fully understand why the president has gotten used to the idea that Congress doesn't do oversight because for the last 2 years, the Republican majority has essentially been missing in action when it comes to being a co-equal branch of government.
He was speaking on MSNBC. The Senate Judiciary Committee votes today on the nomination of William Barr to be Attorney General, and that Republican-led panel is expected to move Barr on to the full Senate for a confirmation vote soon. More snow is making its way to the center of the United States. An Arctic front will drop several inches on South Dakota through Minnesota. And this is USA Radio News.
Make your tax refund go further at Lumber Liquidators President's Day Flooring Sale. Get waterproof flooring up to 40% off. All laminate on sale up to 40% off. Even new AquaSeal water-resistant styles. Or get premium Bellawood solid hardwood from only $369. And let our installation team do the work for you. With special financing and our best price guarantee, you get a quality floor at the best value. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a location near you.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Blizzard for parts of North Dakota and Minnesota. Isn't that something? Just keeps on coming, folks. Welcome back to What's on Your Mind, brought to you in part by our friends at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. It's not hard to look outside and say, especially if you're on the eastern end of the state, western end of Minnesota, you say, my gosh, look at this blizzard. Cold, dangerous cold. We've got all this treacherous cold. People stuck, can't get out of their house. And say, imagine if I lost the power. What happens? And what if it doesn't come back on? Reliable energy is so important. And if you look at what you pay, we pay among the lowest rates in the country. And we produce all this electricity with clean, affordable coal, right? And guess what? That allows you to have affordable electricity. And we have, of course, clean air besides. So what's not to love in all of that? Well, it is a energy source, that baseload energy source that is constantly under attack from the extreme environmentalists. And honestly, competitively, other energy sources. So we need all of the above. We need baseload. Find out more at secureenergyfuture.org. Baseload's the key there. That's always there, always on, and the others fill in. That's all of the above. Secureenergyfuture.org. 27 before the top of the hour, Senator John Hoeven is here. Hello, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. Greetings to you and to your listeners.
I have not been envying you lately, knowing that you were in the middle of this rather small group in this conference committee tasked with coming up with a solution before this deadline of February 15th. Are you making progress? Is it going well? What are your thoughts?
Well, we're making progress, and hopefully we'll get to an agreement, and I'm hopeful the agreement will include funding for a border wall. The challenge is whether it's going to be enough, to get to something that can pass the House and the Senate, and the president will sign. But as you know, I'm making the case as forcefully as I can that we've got to have that border barrier funding.
I saw somewhere where Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House, has said she'll support whatever comes out of the conference committee, but I guarantee you there'll be no wall. And I'm thinking, well, I don't know how she can say that already. I mean, are Democrats dug in on no wall, on no barrier?
Well, obviously, I think she keeps referring back to this concept of a concrete wall from sea to sea. And, of course, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about a steel bollard. Barrier that's been developed by the Border Patrol, and also in areas where you have flooding and other issues, you have levees and things like that that respond to the local issues. Just like we do when we build a pipeline or a transmission line, you got to work with the landowners and all that. And obviously, the Border Patrol would do that. We've talked to them at great length about making sure they address local concerns as they do it.
You had said that one of the things you were adamant about is you wanted the experts to come in and sort of inform the committee. Take the politics out of it as best you can and just say, you know, the people that are living it, breathing it, boots on the ground, tell us what you need, tell us what will make a difference. Have you had a chance to do much of that so far?
Yeah, we did it for 2 hours yesterday. I think it helped. You know, I tried to grab Democrats as they left the room, and obviously I know them, and just feel them out as they left. And, you know, there's a lot of them say, yeah, you know, they get it. They get that we have to have border barriers. So, again, like I said, I think we're making progress. I think we could, you know, get to something. The key, though, is going to be whether it's something, you know, that could get through the Congress and that the administration will sign. Now, this could be more than a one-step process, though, Scott, you know, and like I say, it could be where we put something together with some funding, and it could be the first step in maybe a two-step process. And, you know, we'll talk more about that as we get further into it, you know, over the next week.
If you have a question or comment for Senator Hovind joining us today from Washington, while these border security discussions go on, the wall, how much funding, you know, what will it happen before February 15th? Your questions or comments are welcome at 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550 on what's on your mind. I'd heard some talk of some kind of a retreat or something where the members of the committee would go off and have some sort of more casual time together to discuss all this. Is that, I forget where I heard that, or, you know, that there was something in the works like that they thought might help just, you know, sort of turn the temperature down a little bit on anything. Are you planning something like that?
Not right now. There was some discussion that I think Kevin McCarthy, the minority leader in the House, had said something in that regard. And so there was some talk of it. Right now, that's not what we're doing. Right now, the negotiations going back and forth where, you know, we're trying to get as much border wall funding as we can. And then, you know, the president's also said that he has options in terms of, you know, various pots of funding where he has discretion. And so I just hope, between what we can do and what the administration can do, we could get to the, you know, to the number the president feels he needs.
And regarding the options that the president has, what would be your counsel to the president? Would it be to just pull the trigger on that and get this done and get it going if he's not satisfied with the outcome of the conference committee, or would it be,
Right, Scott. But first and best is that we can get enough in the agreement. But as you know, if we can't, he's got some options, you know, as well. So, you know, again, we're going to just do everything we can to get enough funding to build the border barrier. And frankly, that's going on right now. We got $300 million in the FY17. We got $1.3 billion last year. That builds 120 miles of border right there. So, you know, that's going on right now. So it's underway. And the key is we get enough money to keep it going.
How much money is available to the administration that is unspent, authorized and sitting somewhere and already on? We've heard about, you know, some Pentagon funds, some military funds that could be used. I mean, what's the dollar amount there? What would be available to them?
Right. See, that's the point I'm making. That, you know, there's multiple things going on here. You know, everybody talks about him declaring an emergency, but I'm not even sure he has to do that. He does have discretionary funds in various places that he can use as well. So that's what I'm saying. You know, that's one of the things we do in appropriations is try to figure out, you know, where we can appropriate money, where we can get agreement, but also where he has discretion. And, you know, whether it's a governor or a president, you know, they have discretion. And that doesn't necessarily even mean you have to issue an emergency, too. So, you know, again, we're working through those things. And the goal is over the next week or so to, you know, to get there, because we're trying to have this done by, you know, February 15th.
A texter wants to know more about your efforts with the mail situation from the South Fargo Post Office. I know Valley News Live has been, for some time, a couple of years even, maybe done reports on individuals that are complaining that their mail is either missing or misplaced or damaged or comes late from the Prairie Wood Post Office. And they want to know, since I think they saw a story on looks like Valley News Live, with you quoted on this, an update, anything happening there?
Yeah, you know, we've been getting reports again now that they're having problems. I thought we had kind of, you know, improved, or, I mean, not fixed the situation, but that, you know, that we did gotten the post office's attention and they take care of it. But now, you know, they're getting to be complaints and concerns again. And so we'll go back to the post office and make sure we do what we can to help.
All right, I hope that helps. Text 701-367-2054, 701-226-8503, or you can call us at 293-9000. All right. So back to my question on the Border Patrol thing. What is this like? What is the so we're February 15th is a week and a day away. Like, are you meeting daily? Are you meet? Is there staff doing things all the time? Or like, what kind of work is ongoing between now and then?
We work on it every day. I mean, you know, obviously I'm working to get support among senators. And like we talked earlier, it seems like the bigger resistance is coming from the House side. But just trying to get more and more people to commit to border funding. And then the negotiations go back and forth, too, because remember, it's not just border funding that we're working on. It's, you know, to get that, then we've got to make sure we fund the technology and personnel that, you know, people that the Democrats also feel they need. So, I mean, there's just a lot that goes into it to try to get to a package that, again, at the end of the day, go through the Congress and the president. You know,
when you go to senators to look for support, are you saying, can you support X number? Are you trying to get commitment on a number for the border security side of it?
Say it again, Scott.
I said when you're going to get support from other senators, are you going to them to say can you support a number? I mean, are you going to them with like a?
Because they don't really know. Look, there's only 7 senators that are on this committee, 4 Republicans and 3 Democrats. So that's where the number negotiation goes back and forth. As far as other senators, what we do is we're trying to get them to commit to vote for a package that has the border barrier funding in it.
Got it. Okay, David in Bismarck for Senator Hoeven. Go ahead, David.
Hey, good morning, Senator Hoeven. I really appreciate all you do in dealing with issues that are important to North Dakotans. And in talking about appropriations, I think I have a pretty good idea on where we could come up with free up a lot of funding, and that is to get rid of this failed experiment on renewables. You know, the amount of money that our country is spending on production tax credits, investment tax credit, for a failed experiment, I think is foolhardy, quite honestly. You know, I keep a great look at MISO real-time displays daily and sometimes hourly. You know, we're in the middle of a typical North Dakota winter, and last night at 8:30, our baseload generation was doing its job and providing, I think, 60,000 megawatts out of 73,000, actually more than that, out of 73,000 megawatts demand or being produced. Wind was providing 3% of that. And, you know, here in North Dakota, the wind industry will tell you they've got 75% of what baseload or coal does, and yet they're providing 3 to 5 to 7%. I think it's time to relook at this and put the money into research rather than a failed experiment or an inexact science. What are your thoughts?
Well, the key in terms of, look, we can find $5.7 billion. That is not the challenge. The challenge is getting enough votes to move it through the Congress. And then to the extent we're short of that, finding discretionary funding that the president used, preferably without having to declare an emergency, because then I think it's harder for Democrats or someone else to challenge. So, you know, that's kind of more how we try to get this funding rather than, you know, not being able to actually find the dollars. It's getting to school and getting to something that can't get blocked. You know, but your point about energy is really important. Nobody does energy better than North Dakota. You know, we're an absolute powerhouse.
David, thanks for the call. Appreciate it very much. Thanks for listening. Dolores in Minot has a question for Senator Hoeven. We'll do that on the other side of the break. Wrap up our chat after this. Don't go away.
Hello, this is Jim. I'm IndyFlagPoleGuy.com. And to honor the excellence of America, I'm announcing the Buddy Program. You and a friend can take advantage of purchasing a flagpole. That's right. If you come together and purchase a flagpole and live within 20 miles of each other, you can take advantage of a reduced cost of installation. So please call 701-571-FLAG and request your spot during the 2018 installation season. Or email jim@ndflagpoleguy.com. And thank you.
Going once, going twice. Sold, sold, sold. Have excess equipment? Don't sell yourself short. Attract buyers 100% online with our international bidders list. Sell all over the world from your location or ours. There are no buyer's fees, and we have auction guarantees. Auction Block, equipped for success.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer and see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading-edge EcoBlue engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
If you're headed to Devil's Lake for work, a sports event, or just a hunting or fishing getaway, there is no better place to stay than the Sleep Inn & Suites. They have a delicious hot complimentary breakfast to get your day started right. They have a pool and hot tub to relax after a successful day of fishing, and they recently upgraded with a fresh new modern look and larger than average rooms. The Devil's Lake location also has fish cleaning stations, a dog kennel, and is top rated by their guests. Find out more at sleepin.com and book a room at the Devil's Lake Sleep Inn & Suites.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you heard about the new technology capital of North Dakota? What do you think that is? It's in Watford City, actually. They have designed an app, built an app, that is revolutionizing how people track their minerals. Mineral Tracker, and by the way, it's petroleum engineers, I might add, educated at the world-class University of North Dakota School of Petroleum Engineering. Petroleum engineers that are actually putting this all together and doing all this. Mapping, storage features, you can monitor well locations. The biggest part of it is Mineral Tracker is the only mineral management software that allows mineral owners to compare actual royalty payments to expected payments based on well performance. And this Bakken-specific reservoir model built by the Mineral Tracker petroleum engineers. Find out more at MineralTracker.com, MineralTracker.com, and get a free trial. It's free. Stop managing your minerals out of a shoebox. Take control of those assets. MineralTracker.com. More with Senator John Hoeven today from Washington, D.C., where he has a busy day. You have some guests from Fargo, I understand, today that are in the nation's capital, huh, Senator?
Right, right, yeah. We've got the mayor, Mahoney, and you know, kind of the whole crew that's working on, you know, flood funding for the Red River Valley. And so I'm taking over right now, even as we speak, to OMB. I want them to, you know, put a face on, you know, both ways so that, you know, they get to know the folks we're working with over there to get funding. Obviously, as you saw with the Route B, the good news is we got a permit, but it also costs more money. So we're working on about an additional $300 million, which we've got authorization for. In the legislation that I put through, we've got the authorization for it, but of course, we've got to appropriate it. So that's why I want to make sure that the whole Fargo crew really gets to know the OMB guys and we get that personal relationship going. I think that helps.
I'll bet it does. Dolores and Minot for Senator Hovind. Go ahead. Your question?
Yes, I'd like to complain about the mail delivery here in Minot. It's been more than a year going on where it's so bad. Like, for example, there are days that go by I don't get my mail picked up. I put it out on a Monday, and Thursday it's still there. That's not right. And
right.
Then
where
another
do you
thing.
Dolores, do you live out of town, or where are you?
Right in Minot by Hunter's Ridge.
By Hunter's Ridge, I know where that is. Well, can you leave a phone number? Would you leave your phone number and stuff with Scott, and then I'll have somebody call you, and we'll see if we can maybe get you some help?
Yeah, and not only that, I've been already to the post office and explained there. Like, they mail the church directories for what's coming up on the weekend on Wednesday. I get it the following Tuesday. What good does it do then?
You're right.
That's not
right.
Mail delivery.
Right. No, that doesn't work. Absolutely. Well,
and I think
your...
a lot of this started when they started sending everything to Bismarck. It takes, like, forever. I might as well deliver everything myself. I don't need the post office at all then.
Yeah.
Dolores, I understand your
point.
Yeah, she sure does. Dolores, can you hang on? Don't go anywhere. Daniel's going to come on the phone. He'll just get your number and your email address, and we'll get Senator Hovind's office in touch with you, okay?
All right.
It'll help to know your address and get some specifics so you can find out what's going on there, because she's something mailed in Minot on Wednesday, and she doesn't get it until the following Tuesday. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Huh?
Exactly. No, I mean, she's absolutely right. We'll call her, and obviously if it's happening to her, it's happening to other people, so we need to get to the bottom of that.
Craig in Moorhead for Senator Hovind. Go ahead.
Well, thank you for this opportunity, Scott. I live in Moorhead, so if I talk to my senators, I get nowhere because they're obviously so far left insane right now. But talking about the asylum seekers coming from Central America, the courts are overloaded. Years and there's people all over the country waiting for a court day that they may or may not show up for. We have millions more would love to come here. Mexico is now helping them get to the border. The system is broken, and it's been broken under both administrations on both sides for years. Trump, to me, is kind of like the William Wallace of the Braveheart movie. Finally, someone that's going to do something. But, of course, as we know from that movie, he was suckered and paid the price. But this is broken. And how do you tell the everyday Americans that it's been broken for 20, 30, 40 years, and who's going to do something about it? Trump's the only one leading the charge. I'll hang up and listen.
Well, Craig, you're right. The president, he's trying to get border security, which we have to have. We have to have control of our borders. Border security is a fundamental part of national security. But you also make another important point. The people that are coming here, we're not getting them through the proper process in terms of adjudicating them. There's something like an 800,000 person backlog. And that's why one of the other things we're working on is more immigration court lawyers, so the cases are heard and that if somebody is entitled to asylum, they get it. But if not, you know, if they're not supposed to be here, then they get sent back. So you're right. It starts with border security, but these other things have to be addressed as well. And, you know, the president put those things in his budget request. We're working to try to get as much of that as we can.
Here's a text, and we don't have much time left. A quick comment. Ask Senator Hovind, with this new investigation Adam Schiff started, what you can do to help President Trump. He needs help. It seems like you guys are doing nothing to help him wake up. or you guys are all involved and don't care. I truly mean this. Help President Trump. Quick answer, if you would.
Well, Bill, we're going to approve Bill Barr as a new attorney general. I think he's going to be a good attorney general and a strong attorney general.
There we go. Senator, thanks for the time. Thanks for working on getting this border security deal done. We'll talk again soon. Take care.
Listen close and learn something about saunas, hot tubs, wellness products from hot spring spas and pool tables, too. Are all hot tubs made the same, Vince?
No, they're not. And as a matter of fact, yes, they're all perceived as a box of water, but they're not all the same. And the big difference with hot springs and its reality is three things. One, better massage, better water, better energy. And those are really the three things we can talk about in depth. We can show you, we can prove to you why they are what they are. But in reality, those are the three things that determine whether you use this product a lot or not at all. And it's really your third biggest investment from your home, your car, and the hot tub. So we want you to use it, and we do the things that allow you to use it, and therefore we're not all the same.
Do yourself a favor. Come on into Hot Spring Spas, Pool Tables 2 in Minot and Bismarck and Fargo, Grand Forks and Devil's Lake. Talk to the pros, and you'll know quickly there's a big difference. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 online at hotspringspasandpooltables2.com. Tell them Scott sent you.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.